take another breath. And that said, is there anything else that you want to say, good, bad, ugly, or otherwise?
I think, again, another thing that I appreciate and that I try to say to others is that, you know, as with any chemistry between two people or between a group, is I'm fully aware that you may not be the right ingredient for everyone. So I always, when I recommend you and your services to others, I try to be clear to let people know, for me, it was exactly the type of person I needed to guide me. Mm-hmm. And I try to be clear to others. I don't want my testimonial to be Regina is the best solution for any problems you have. You know, I think that Regina was ideal for me and has proven to be ideal for other colleagues of mine, but there's certainly people that you don't mix well with, and you know, mm-hmm. that's true of all of us. But, I think I can't think of the exact words I want to say, but I don't want to make it seem like I'm, like, blinded by Regina.
Right. Well, to that point, would you say that there are personality types that would work well with me and personality types that wouldn't? Do you have a sense of what that is, or do you just think it's, like, it's just to each their own? Who needs to decide that?
I think it's each their own. I mean, my first reaction to that is maybe, you know, someone who is just so... I don't know, so independent and so, what's the word? Patriarchal? Is that the name of the word? I'm trying to figure out. You know, somebody that is so absolute in that they know the right answer. But then again, that type of person I don't think would seek out your services.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would... I don't think anybody could do any sort of, growth, self-growth if they were made to do it or were just the type of person that was like, well, I'm all good, you're the person that's wrong. That type of person is just not going to succeed with anybody, I don't think, as far as having someone coach them. But I don't know. I guess the one last thing that I would want to say is that one of the things that made me feel like it was okay to have a business coach is I was talking with someone, which I can tell you, Regina, was Brian, my husband, and he was saying, well, you know, we're all, how do you put it? It was something like you shouldn't feel like you're being odd or something by thinking you need to have a coach and wanting to have a coach, because when you look at sport teams, they all have coaches and they're professionals, and you know, they have a coach leading them, so why not have the same thing in business? Why does it only have to be in professional sports? And I'm like, oh. And also it like clicked for me. I was like, oh, yeah, I feel fine with that now. Okay. Just my sport.
That's awesome.
Running an animation company.